They're last year's rescued turkeys. I went to pick up 35 hens from a place, and the guy had 13 turkeys, and I refused to leave until he gave me two. So I came home with two turkeys as well. And then Tofu, the smaller of the white ones, this wee one over here, she had the back of her head pulled off by another stag turkey.
Ooh.
Somebody bought her as a mate for their stag, and they panicked and they brought her down here. We treated her, got her back. I think she's a wee bit of brain damage, but Gonzo loves her.
And Gonzo is the one who's closest to us, and he is displaying almost his feathers.
He'll not stop. He will just be constantly displaying. He doesn't like you near his ladies.
Ah.
It used to be he loved ladies, and I don't mean turkeys. He didn't know what to do with them because he wasn't grown up with turkeys.
Okay.
So he liked feet, and especially flip-flops.
Uh-huh.
But now he's got used to he likes turkeys.
Well, let's get an update there, Barbara. We'll go around the corner because it was such good fun coming here today because it's I'm sure a couple of years since I've been here, and I remember thinking of this like a 5-star hotel for hens before.
Well, what we've done at this stage, because we're sort of getting ready for the winter now, we've moved all the coops, which would have been all around out here, in under the covered bit for winter to try and protect them a wee bit, just getting ready.
And so, everywhere you look, as well as
following
the turkeys. The big turkey boy is not taking his eyes off us at all, and his women, his harem, are following behind him. But I'm looking at all the different sizes and shapes of the coops, and some of them are like pagodas, some of them are in pyramid-type shapes, some of them are just a bit more like a garden shed.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very lucky. We were donated. That's like a garden summer house over there. That's actually the turkey shed. That's where they sleep at night. We were donated that. We were donated that shed over there, which was the rooster shed, but we're opening it right up to the rescue, so we can maybe bring out about 400 or 500 this time. And then you've got the duck shed, and this was Jerry's flock. So that keeps them all together. And then we've got Cruella's flock. I mean, you met Cruella the last time you were here. She's still going strong.
I'm very glad to hear. And by Jerry's flock, you mean, of course...
Oh, yeah, named after Jerry Anderson, of course, we did. That's our Jerry. He even looks like him, so, yeah.
Well, God bless him, you know. So his name will go...
It will, it will indeed.
Many, many years, of course it will.
Yeah.
To say that hens, turkeys, dogs, of course, are all around the place, are your life, Barbara, is an understatement. But it was life-changing for you, because I know you'd been harping on at your other half for a few years before... You managed to get
the hands, it has been life-changing. I took redundancy from my job, so for the last year, I've basically used my redundancy money to pay for myself to be here 24 hours a day. So now we're trying to look at getting grants to get work done to turn it into more of a community thing. You're a handsome boy, aren't you, Gonzo? Come on. Come on. You gonna make me?
We've dandered around the holding, and we've come into sort of your barn, your outside barn. I'm just looking up at how high the ceiling is. And as we walked over here, you kept pointing out, this is the duck, and there's a week old guinea fowl over there. And it's just every. How many have you got all together?
Hens and guinea fowls, about 150. And then there's about 20 ducks. They're amazing pets. I mean, they're no different from my dogs. I mean, I have 6 dogs, and we have 11 cats and 4 pigeons. A hedgehog the other day, but we've now released him.
Okay.
And we had a goat up until last week as well.
And they all do. They have their own different personalities.
They do. I mean, you met Cruella the last time, and I will take you up there and I'll give her a shout. But up in Cruella's flock as well, there's what we call Evil Edna. Evil Edna's a darling. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And a man brought her to the gate saying, I've a hen for you. And I said, is there something wrong with her? He says, she's a sore foot. And I said, well, do you want me to look at her foot and tell you what to do? No, he says, my wife's friend gave my wife the hen and told her to tell me to wring its neck because it's a sore foot. I said, you're wringing its neck because it's a sore foot? Well, took her to the vet, and she'd had a piece of wire, something round her toe, and the bones had separated, and you could see it in the x-ray. So the vet amputated the toe, and Evil Edna's running around there as happy as anything. And she's an adorable thing. She chats away to you for ages. She is absolutely
not
lovely.
So very evil at all, then.
No, she's not evil in any way, but she just gets called Evil Edna.
You write poetry as well for hens, don't you? Because I've looked at your website. But when I read that, I sort of thought, it's, and I don't want to over-egg it, forgive the pun, but is it a sort of a spiritual experience for you as well, this relationship? Because you do have relationships with these creatures.
I do. I mean, I have like a sixth sense at times when something's wrong.
Mm.
Not always, which is a bit of a pity. But quite often, I'll know when something's wrong before it's going to happen. The poetry is my way of trying to get across to people what these creatures suffer. Mm-hmm. And some people say, well, I don't like your poetry, it's too hard-hitting, well, I don't like it. It's truth. It is just the truth. That's all it is. I've made people cry reading my poetry. Mm-hmm. It's raised me donations mm-hmm. from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I use it that way.
Well, it would make you think twice about mm-hmm. battery hands.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Makeshift gate has just been opened.
Come.
And they are coming. They are running towards Barbara just the way we dogs would. Look, they're all coming.
Come on, evil Edna. Hello, darling. You're going to come up and say hello and then we'll get Cruella.
This is evil Edna. You can see we had to have her toe amputated.
Oh, yeah. So she's one short there.
So it comes when called.
In what, the last 3 or 4 years, Barbara, what are you up now to, about 5,000 rescued hens?
Over 5,000, yeah.
Over 5,000.
Yeah, we're over. We just passed our 5,000 last month.
That's incredible. And actually, with numbers like that, you have got to rehome a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all go. Yeah. I try not to keep any here unless they're in really bad condition. Uh-huh. This is Cruella, whom you met the last time.
Hello, Cruella. It's nice to see you again. Do you remember me? Hardly, she says.
Hey, darling.
But yeah. Nothing really is going to change. If anything, you're probably going to get busier. You'll maybe be working yourself away from here too. But this is it for the foreseeable.
Yeah, well, I have to work away from here, and then we'll have to play somebody to come in to cover if we can. But yeah, I mean, I've really noticed a pickup in the number of bookings we get for hens, that more people are wanting them. Plus, and it sounds awful, but it's getting to the point now where people who got hens from us way back in 2012 are losing some of them to old age and illness and things like that, so they're coming back for more. So it's just this constant turnover now with all the hens.
But you wouldn't have it any other way, Barbara?
No, I would not. I mean, I love it in the mornings. I love coming out and letting them out and watching them all running out to their favourite spot, go and get a drink, and then I'm checking the coop to make sure nobody's hurt. And there's always one or two still in the coop looking at you going, is it morning again? You know?